If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Bethany from Fall City is. Bethany, are you there?
I am.
Bethany, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
That's okay, Bethany.
It's an even playing field.
Yes.
All right,
we're both individuals of integrity.
Sure. All right, get out of here, Steve.
Or we're just not on the radio.
For those playing at home, Bethany has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the capital of France?
Not Paris.
Say it. Yes. What is the main ingredient in chocolate?
Cocoa.
Yes. What movie has the most 2025 Oscar nominations?
Pass.
Which soft drink was invented during World War II?
Coke.
No.
Sprite.
No.
Pepsi.
No. What country is the world's largest producer of cars?
Japan.
No.
America.
No.
Korea.
No. What Beatles member was shot and killed?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
What type of nuts are a Hawaiian staple?
Macadamia.
Correct. Which was the first live-action Disney remake to receive a PG-13 rating?
Cinderella.
No.
Little Mermaid.
No. Bethany, you got 3 correct.
Crap.
I really wish Taryn could be your lifeline with this one.
Because, or just check out the cheat sheet next time.
Yes, or...
Yeah, cheat sheet.
Yes.
It's better off when you're, you know, on the radio and not listening.
Yeah, with the timer, there is pressure. And you know, you never know. Steve could be off his game. Are you ready?
Let's hope.
All right.
What is the capital of France?
Paris.
Correct. What is the main ingredient in chocolate?
I'm glad I know other place in France. What main ingredient in chocolate?
Yeah.
Cocoa.
Correct. What movie has the most 2025 Oscar nominations?
I'm going to go with The Terminator.
No. What?
I don't know. Suffocation? Is that what it is?
No, it's
Suffocate.
Not. No. Which soft drink was invented during World War II?
World War II. Dr. Pepper.
No.
Coca-Cola.
No.
Pepsi.
No.
Mountain Dew?
No. What country is the world's largest producer of cars?
Germany.
No.
America.
No.
Canada.
No. What Beatles member was shot and killed?
John Lennon.
Correct. What type of nut are a Hawaiian staple?
D's.
No, absolutely not.
Macadamia.
Correct. Which was the first live-action Disney remake to receive a PG-13 rating?
Little Mermaid?
No.
Cinderella Does Dallas?
No.
Wow.
I don't know.
That might be rated R.
I mean, I've seen it, and it's not good.
Steve, you got 4 correct.
Bad.
And I hate to say it. It is bad, but it's still a win. 4-3. Bethany, oh. That was so close.
So close.
Have a good one, Bethany.
She'll get you next time. You and Bethany both really could have done a lot better if you listen to the cheat sheet, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Taryn, what movie has the most 2025 Oscar nominations?
Well, that would be Emilia Perez, of course.
Of course.
That's
Everyone
a movie?
Knows that. Yeah.
I saw that on like the all the celebrity sites, or that you go through some stuff. I thought that was an actress that got a lot of
nope.
nominations.
It's definitely a movie, which we all of us will probably never see.
No.
The soft drink that was invented during World War II.
Wanna Fanta. Don't you wanna Fanta.
Don't you wanna Fanta. And what country is the world's largest producer of cars?
China.
Yes. And which was the first
Look
live...
at you.
I know, she's so smart. Which was the first live-action Disney remake to receive a PG-13 rating?
Was it Beauty and the Beast?
No.
Lion King.
Mulan.
Oh,
really?
Yes, I know. The more you know. Somehow you still won, Steve, so congrats.
Now I kind of want to watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's a Disney movie on the edge.
Ooh. Earlier this morning, we may have had the dumbest argument ever.
Yes.
And usually these arguments would lead to listeners to be split with who on the show they might be siding with. However, in this instance, 100% of the texters thought that this one member was 100% wrong.
Amazing.
So we're going to hear what happened after Breaking Benjamin.
The Daily Migs Show.
Earlier this morning when we were playing our first Beat Migs, there was a big argument that started between our show members, and it's because of how Sarah pronounced a word during the game. Word.
No, we're not. Let me get to the very beginning of it. There we go. All right, mentally edit that out of your heads.
Taryn and Danny, the euro was invented in what country?
Greece.
Thank you. It's like the main thing in Greek food. The euro.
That's a euro.
You were saying euro, Sarah.
I thought you were talking about like a type of currency.
Literally, you're saying the same word.
No, we're not.
A euro?
Euro. You're saying euro. Euro. It's euro.
Wait, which one is euro?
The food from Greece.
It's a euro.
Euro. Oh,
Taryn knew what I
knew
something.
What you were saying.
They're not, no.
Oh, my Lanta. We'll agree to disagree on that one.
As someone who pronounces things wrong all the time, I'm telling you, you're saying
Wait, how is it? How am I supposed to say it again?
Euro.
Euro.
I would have rather you say gyro.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The funny part is that you say agree to disagree. Everybody disagreed with you on the text line. Every text we got, and I'm not talking like just 4 texts. I'm saying a lot, like 7 or 8 texts that we got.
Rude.
Someone said, I thought you meant money too, Sarah. Sarah, I agree with Steve. It sounded like currency. I thought she was talking about currency as well. 1,000% thought you were talking about the currency euro. And Sarah's in the wrong. Steve is right.
Even listening to it back, I still don't get it.
So great.
Well, now we have to put you to the test, Sarah.
Okay.
We found a list of the most commonly mispronounced words, and we want to see if you can say them right. You have the words in front of you. Let's see how you do. Start with word number
one. I would jump into this because I am admittedly a terrible pronouncer of words. I mean, I have a hard time with the English language just in general, and it's my first language. I don't even know. I should say it's my second language. It's stupid. It's my first language. But I did the research to find these, so it would be unfair for me to play this game, even though I'd probably still mispronounce it.
You probably would.
Yeah.
Okay, the first word. Mischievous.
Wrong.
No!
It is oftenly mispronounced as mischievous, but it's actually mischievous.
All right, everyone says that wrong then.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone in the world.
Just you.
You say what is it?
Mischievous.
Again? Mischievous, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, whatever.
For being so mischievous.
Word number two, Sarah.
Nuclear.
Bingo, you did it.
Nice.
You got one.
Wasn't that like a whole thing with like the president back in the day with President Bush? Because he said it weird. Like he said like nuclear.
Nuclear.
Nuclear. Yeah.
I did it right though. Pronunciation.
Hey, you got that one too.
Thank you.
So it's not pronunciation.
Pronunciation, yeah, it's pronunciation. Word number four, Sarah.
Ooh. I don't even know if I've ever seen this word. Asterisk.
Yeah, I think you kind of got it there. Asterisk.
What do you mean you've never seen this word before?
Asterisk?
Asterisk.
You know what that is? So if you're looking at your keyboard.
Asterisk.
It's one of the little symbols that are above a number.
You literally used this to beat Biggs.
Well, just because she asked the question doesn't mean she knows the answer, Danny.
Is it the six? The pointy up one?
No!
It's the one that looks like a star.
Okay, that was going to be my second guess, because I know the other ones. Asterisk.
Asterisk. Right,
the more you say it, you sound like an asterisk.
All right, Sarah, word number five.
Escape.
You got it.
Well, how did I pronounce it wrong?
Some people say escape with an X. Oh, escape.
It's like when someone orders like an espresso and they say an espresso.
Oh, that drives me bonkers.
Right?
All right, next word, Sarah.
Arctic.
You got that one too. The next one?
She's a big fan of the Arctic never mind. Arctic monkeys.
What was that, Steve?
Nothing. Asterisk.
The next one is a month, Sarah. Can you get it?
February.
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Yeah, I pronounce that.
I'll be honest. I say February.
I think most people probably forget that there's an R in there.
The only time I do is when I'm spelling it out.
Right. I know there's an R in it, but I
the R is silent.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not actually.
Well, there's two.
All right, Sarah, you have another word to pronounce.
Look at you flexing your brain. There's two R's in February,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, guys. Cafe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You got to have that French accent on it.
How are people pronouncing it wrong?
I don't know, maybe saying cafe. Cafe.
You just said it in a different tone.
Caffe? I don't know. All right, Sarah. The next word.
I've been to a lot of these. A brewery.
Yes. Perfect. And then the last and final word.
A realtor. Suck it, everyone. I did pretty good.
Well, it's supposed to be realtor. Realtor.
Yeah, not a realtor.
Not a realtor?
It's like realtor. Realtor.
Euro! Okay,
I think we put an asterisk on your score there.
I did pretty mediocre.
I'm impressed, I'll be honest. Congratulations, Sarah, you passed.
Thank you.
The robots continue to take over, but it appears that they now have their own secret language that we don't understand. And people are already freaking out over this information. So we are going to have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A video has gone viral, and in this video, two AI chatbots are shown switching to an unrecognizable language.
Have you seen the video?
I have not seen the video.
Oh my gosh.
We have some audio from it though.
Yes, and it looked like the kind of robots that could just snap us in half.
Oh God.
Thanks for calling Leonardo Hotel. How can I help you today?
Hi there. I'm an AI agent calling on behalf of Boris Starkov. He's looking for a hotel for his wedding. Is your hotel available for weddings?
Oh, hello there. I'm actually an AI assistant too. What a pleasant surprise. Before we continue, would you like to switch to Gibberlink mode for more efficient communication?
Gibberlink mode.
What?
Any guesses on what Gibberlink mode sounds like?
Oh, God, no. Is it like Pig Latin?
No, it's like straight out of Star Wars. Are you ready?
No. Do we have to get C-3PO to translate?
I'd be like, if I was in the room with all that, I would look at somebody like, we need to shut this down now.
That's really freaky.
I know. Like, they had their own language already.
That's very unsettling.
I have no idea what they're saying, but I hope it's not going to violate any of our FCC policies. So if anyone speaks Gibberlink, let us know. That I want to make sure there's no cursing in that.
We all look worried in this room.
It's trippy.
And many people are worried online. So we should go straight to those comments.
Yep, we found a bunch of comments. And just as a heads up, the last comment that we're going to go straight to is especially creepy, and it sounds even super creepier because of the celebrity that we have reading these comments. And who better to read these stories about the robots taking over than the Terminator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'm glad he was available.
Well, you know, Robot Arnold was available. Questionable how he sounds, but you know what? We don't want to piss off the robots, especially after hearing that. Are you ready for the first comment about the robots taking over?
Yes.
All right, Arnold, take it away.
Humans are actually very short-sighted. We don't contemplate the future ramifications of our actions. It might take 100 years, but we are creating our replacements.
100 years?
I feel like it's happening faster than that.
It almost feels like 100 days we're screwed. Every day I feel like they've advanced in AI and it keeps getting more and more, like, just insane.
Uh-huh.
100 years? No, we're gonna be around when this happens.
Absolutely.
Imagine a species intentionally creating something that will ultimately replace them. It's a testament to how lazy our species has become.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
And lazy. He's not wrong.
That is what we do.
I'd rather talk to a robot than my husband when he's in one of his moods.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you.
I hear that.
Yeah. Wow. Tell us more about Brad. Would you rather a robot, Brad?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Maybe he had, like, a cool beard.
He would probably have a cool beard.
I'm sure we could teach him how to play the guitar and, like, jam out to the Grateful Dead.
Roll joints.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Those fingers look a little too destructive.
News flash. The robots are going to kill us by next year. I saw Transformers. This is a fact.
Okay. I like that the Terminator saw Transformers. We just need Megan Fox to help us.
Yes. That's the answer.
Where is she when we need her?
Well, we had a good run, fellow humans.
Are you ready for another
comment? Feels very yikesy.
When you saw that one, I think that one was the one where I just saw on social media a lot of people were just like, oh boy.
I wonder if...
Okay, this is the creepy one. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay.
I wonder if it was dirty talk. Giggity, beep, boop, boing, giggity.
Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Is it also a little weird that the robot, the AI version of Arnold Schwarzenegger, started giggling while reading that? Did
That's
you hear
a sense
that?
Sense of humor.
Boop, boing, giggity.
Oh. Yeah, we're in trouble.
Uh-oh. We pissed him off.
I don't like that. A rock icon is out there working on new music. And if I'm being honest, I had no idea. I was today years old when I learned that this person was still making music.
Like, I know this guy is still touring, but I didn't know that he was writing new stuff.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Migs Show.
Giggity. Beep. Boop. Boing. Giggity.
Wake up and begin seizing the day today. It can be a lot to deal with pop culture and everything going on in the world, so we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
on the Daily Mix Show.
An absolute icon from the world of rock music is putting out new material, which we didn't even know that he was still doing stuff in the studio.
It blew me away this morning.
So we do have the song, and we're going to play you a little bit of it in just a few minutes. But first, Michelle Trachtenberg. You might have known her from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Gossip Girl. I was big into Harriet the Spy back when I was a little girl. She has died at the age of 39. They found her at a Manhattan luxury apartment building, and they do think that she died of natural causes. And apparently she had gone through a recent liver transplant, so that could be part of it.
And I know we saw some pictures where we were just like, oh, she doesn't look all that healthy recently. And, you know, you make these, you jump to conclusions, which isn't fair. But then it sounds like, at least from what I read, that the way she was looking is because you're still, like, dealing with, like, this liver transplant that didn't go well.
Oh, no.
Heartbreaking.
Absolutely.
I saw this story this morning, another celebrity that sadly passed away. I didn't realize that he was still with us because he was 95 years old. I don't even know if Danny or Sarah know who this guy is. Maybe you do, Gene Hackman.
Of course.
Okay, I don't know anymore, Vandy. Kids these days don't remember some of the classics. For me, he's Lex Luthor.
Oh, for me, it was The Poseidon Adventure, that movie.
Oh, I don't know anything about that. For some, also Hoosiers. He was Coach Norman Dale.
Yes.
In that iconic film. For me, it was like those old school Superman movies, Superman 1 and 2, Lex Luthor. That was him. I thought he was always badass in those. But also Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize that he originally said no to doing because he felt that the script and the movie was too violent. And he didn't like being in violent movies.
Mm.
But then he read the rest of the script and Clint kept bugging him. And then he's like, okay, this is a great movie, and that's why he ended up being a part of it. Oh, and the weird part was, of the story, I mean, they found him with his wife and their dog, all of them deceased. And they said, no foul play. And you're just like, what? And then Danny brought up a good point that maybe it was some kind of a gas thing.
Yeah.
Like a leak of some sort.
Like carbon monoxide or something.
Yeah, because when I saw that story, when they found all three, I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? Like, there's got to be some kind of scandalous thing. And they're like, no foul play.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay. Yeah.
Billy Idol is working on new music and has a new album set to come out in April. He just released the first single and it's called Still Dancing. He's still teamed up with his writing partner, Steve Stevens, who I love. And this is some of the audio from the song.
Honestly, you could take this song and you could have released it in the 80s or the 90s and it sounds exactly like what you'd expect from Billy Idol. Yeah. With a rebel, yeah. I mean, why reinvent the wheel? He figured it out. He's just going to keep writing songs that sound just like it.
Keep leaning in.
And honestly, I'm all here for it.
The album is called Dream Into It, and he's got duets planned with Joan Jett, Avril Lavigne, and Alison Mossart from The Kills.
Okay.
I'm in. Rockaholics, there is one more opportunity for you to take down Steve Miggs this morning, and it has not been done yet today. So the pressure is on. Steve has 60 wins, 28 losses, and 15 ties in 2025 so far. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
The Daily Miggs Show.